could this farm actually run without livestock on it? Quite clearly, the answer to that was a definite no. There's times on the farm where we have established new lays or we've put a crop in and they've not got going. They've not responded in the way, and it's very difficult to put your finger on why they haven't worked. And it's happened so many times that even though there are a few weeds and a, you know, straggly bits, and it's probably only enough for a couple of days grazing, we put the cows on them and there's been this absolute transformative effect on it. You know, it's just like waving a magic wand and the whole thing comes to life and all those plants that you thought weren't viable all of a sudden spring up. And it's funny because this is the point at which science, you can't Google what's, you know, what's happening there. So you find yourself talking to other farmers and saying, what do you think's happening? And you know, it's one of those light bulb moments. Somebody said to me, you know what, John, I think it's because you've got a grazing animal here. So the biology in the cow's rumen is going to be the same as the what it's eating, which is the grass. And there's this virtuous circle that's the same biology that's in the soil biome. And that, to me, I mean, although I don't have the science to back it up, that seems to me to be the answer, that you've got this fantastic symbiotic relationship between the bacteria in the gut, the bacteria in the soil, and that is where the real benefit is. So what we're doing is giving it that sort of Yakul effect within the soil's stomach, and it's seeding the right biology. It starts feeding the plant roots, and you know, you get all those benefits. We must have cattle on the farm. It's just the role of those cattle, and I think the transformation for us is going from seeing the cattle as a financial model to the cattle in terms of their value, in terms of what they do, they bring in terms of the grazing, the management, and the soil biology. That's the value of having the cattle on the farm now. Instead of looking at the manure in terms of tons of manure, like we need so many tons of nitrogen, so many tons of phosphorus to grow this particular crop, we're now looking at it in a very different way, that actually it's more like a tea. Using that manure in a very strategic way to feed the bacteria. So we can actually do what we're doing with 13 cows. We don't need the volumes. All we need is that little magic element. And that's what's making our organic rotation work incredibly well.